The biggest challenge, of course, now is that the policy domain has been dominated principally by austerity measures, and this is notably the case in the Eurozone. And the big challenge with this approach is it hasn't worked on all fronts, to be frank. It hasn't stimulated growth, it hasn't created jobs, and perhaps somewhat ironically, it hasn't even stabilized public finances. So the reality is if we continue with this type of policy approach, we're likely to see a continuation of the jobs crisis, basically. And what we really need and promote is a different type of approach rather than reinforcement of what hasn't been working.
What kind of approach do you suggest at the ILO?
We recognize, of course, the importance of bringing in or reining in government expenditures and fiscal consolidation, but our main focus has been on two things, I think. The first one, of course, is the speed at which this is being undertaken and the pace. And so what we've seen is that governments have tried to do this far too quickly, and quite often at the expense of employment-oriented measures. So what we would like to see, or what we argue for, is a medium-term approach to austerity or fiscal consolidation, and also to place a greater emphasis on keeping employment and social measures in place. And so we recognize, or we would like to have policymakers recognize, that by putting employment first, this will in fact help keep workers attached to the labor market. It can create employment, and it will, of course, with people paying taxes and in the system, will reduce expenditures and increase tax revenue, and in fact, thus be good for public finances, if you will.
ILO Director General Juan Somavia says that the entire global economy is at risk of contagion. I guess he's also saying that the Eurozone problem is just the tip of the iceberg. What does this mean for job seekers in other parts of the world?
The reality, I think, as this global crisis has shown, is that the economies in different regions of the world are inextricably linked to one another, and a sustained solution to the job crisis in the Eurozone doesn't come forward. This will obviously affect demand from other parts of the world. And the challenge of the Eurozone is one which many other advanced economies are also facing. And on the one hand, they are having pressure on them to reduce expenses, but at the same time are faced with considerable job deficits, if you will. And this needs to be addressed sooner rather than later. I mean, this is especially problematic for youth who move from unemployment out of the labor market entirely. And something that we know from past crises and past recovery periods is that the longer these people stay out of labor market, the longer they are out of touch with education and society more broadly, when and if there is a recovery, it will be very difficult and very expensive to bring these people back into productive employment. So here I think the message is proactive solutions, which will be cost effective really in the long term.
Finally, if we do follow the approach that you've suggested, the medium term approach and some of your other suggestions, how long do you think a recovery will take?
It very much depends on the urgency with which countries implement these programs. I mean, there's many things that we can do quite quickly. I mean, we've seen numerous and multiple and a continuation of rescue packages for banks. But we know that small and medium enterprises, which are the engine of employment creation, still face credit constraints. So I think immediately governments can facilitate, through the rescue of financial packages, access to small and medium enterprise for credit. And this can have an immediate and important impact on employment. Similarly for youth, if we can put in place programs that keep youth attached to the labor market now, this will have an important effect within the year. So it very much depends on the urgency with which countries are able to put in place measures. And the sooner people are put back on jobs, if you will, the sooner they are off public support in many instances, and the sooner they're paying taxes and contributing to medium-term fiscal sustainability. So it's really just a question of putting the priority of jobs first, and the harsh reality is the promises of austerity haven't materialized. And I think we need to recognize that as policymakers and recognize that a shift in the approach is necessary, and the sooner the better.